Joining me now is Ashley Froese. She is a leading trademark lawyer, founder of Froese Law, and a certified specialist in trademarks law. Why do we want to talk to Ashley? Well, because one of the things that I've noticed recently is that there looks like, aside from divvying up the assets, they're now looking at selling the stripes because that's such an iconic thing for HBC. So I wanted to speak to an expert about that. Hi, Ashley. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, happy Sunday. Good morning.
Perfect. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, if the Bay does decide to sell off the trademark and branding, what exactly is the buyer getting the rights to?
So this is an interesting thing. When we're talking about the sort of death of the Bay, if I'm honest with you, as a fashion lawyer who's got 18 years experience, I'm not sure that that's actually what we're looking at. I don't think it necessarily is going to be zero sum. We have an insolvency action happening. They've said that because of the sales that they had in the last 2 weeks, which far exceeded what they anticipated, a lot of people went to the Bay, bought out, you know, those iconic striped towels and blankets and the paraphernalia, the Canadiana that we love.
Right.
And the sales exceeded their target by about $7 million. So now they're sort of slowing down, and they've saved six of the retail stores from liquidation. So three of like the major ones in Ontario and Quebec, which is interesting that it's just those two provinces. So not all of the retail stores are going to go through liquidation. We might come out with a sparsed down version of it. But when we talk about the trademarks, so when we're talking about liquidation, they're trying to sell assets.
Right.
Trademarks, intellectual property, is an asset. But it's not just the Bay and that's it and the entire Bay is gone. So I'm going through the World Intellectual Property Office's online database, and I see that there's a mass of trademarks owned by the Bay Limited Partnership. There's also a mass of trademarks owned by Hudson's Bay Company. I'm not entirely sure. I haven't seen the corporate records. I don't know how they're linked. But between the two of these entities, they have about 1,000 or so trademarks that are registered globally. Some are obviously the Bay. Some are the Stripes. But some of them are sort of sub-brands that are fall under it, like The Room, for example. It's its own trademark that falls under the umbrella of the Hudson's Company.
Mm.
But it's not the Bay necessarily. So I think that what we're seeing is a possible, and I tend to be more of a, you know, look at the positives, we might be seeing a restructuring and a reemergence of the Bay where they sell off property that is not doing as well. And there's a restructuring to come back a little bit more consolidated, focused. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not, you know, in the table in the rooms of the decision making. But it could be that they divide out and say, okay, you know, we had a portfolio of trademarks in the U.S. We're going to focus on Canada. We're going to get rid of those. Or we had it in the U.K. That's not our primary market. So it could be a bit of a sort of divide out, sparse down, focus in, hone in on the core, and get rid of the superfluous.
Mm.
I don't know. But it's not just they have one trademark and the Bay, as we know it, is gone. It's sort of, you know, when you go through your cosmetics purse and you want to keep this and scar, but that one isn't as good, or your shoes and you want to give this away and that away. We might be seeing that kind of sifting through of assets.
Mm. And so in terms of the value, though, of those stripes, I mean, it is interesting that you're right. People were running around trying to, in fact, I was thinking maybe I should go down today. We're having this conversation.
Right.
I feel like I should get some of those blankets too.
That's the amazing thing about trademark law. And this is why I get so sort of passionate about trademarks law. It's an interesting kind of corporate asset that, for lack of a better word, manipulates consumer behavior because it encapsulates that je ne sais quoi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we look at the Bay, for us, and especially now in these geopolitical times that are very tumultuous, we really look at the Bay and that, you know, those three striped colors as Canadiana.
Yes.
This is a part of our heritage. It goes back hundreds of years. I always joke that fashion law is actually a fundamental part of the Canadian heritage because of this company.
Yeah.
And so that's the interesting thing about sort of trademarks and that emotional connection that the consumer has to the company through the indicia that the company uses to promote its brand. And that's what trademarks law is. And that's why it's a little bit different than any other widget, because it's that emotional kind of connection that connotes quality and a story and an experience. And that's encapsulated through trademarks law, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it is. It's sort of, there is a sort of je ne sais quoi. And so, of course, the question of is, you know, how do you peg the value of those stripes when,
right,
especially right now, we're having this resurgence of, you know, patriotism towards our
mm-hmm.
country.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's almost collided right at the right time where everybody wants to have a Canadian flag on them. And
exactly.
It's just as iconic to have those HBC stripes. And
yep.
So now that this is happening, you're right, I could see people really gravitating towards that. And so the question mm-hmm. becomes, you know, do they sell their rights to the stripes in order to pay
but
off
again,
their debtors, you know?
Again, if I may,
yeah.
remember, when we're talking about selling the IP, like I said, there's a portfolio
yeah.
of almost 1,000 brands, sub-brands. So it may not be of trademarks, which may all be, some might be just the bay and the stripes and all of this stuff. But if for others are not necessarily the core, like The Room, for
right.
example, could that, and for those that don't know, in Toronto, The Room is a sort of store within a store that is for luxury stores or luxury designers. So maybe that's an asset that's sold. And it becomes a competitor to TNT independent of Hudson's Bay.
Right.
Because it has that history and it has that following and it has a loyal customer base. I don't know. But I think that we're not talking about is the Bay in existence or not because they're selling our IP. I think what we're looking at is possibly an audit of what is core, what is not, what can we sell off and make some money out of whilst keeping our core, which I would presume would be the stripes for
you. Right. Absolutely. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Okay. You're very welcome. And thank you for inviting me.
No problem. Thanks so much. That was Ashley Froese. She's a founding lawyer and certified specialist in trademarks law, just giving us some insight about the value of some of the trademarks that the Hudson's Bay holds. Are you going to be rushing downtown today or wherever there's a Hudson's Bay close to you to get some of those iconic stripes? Are you going to make sure that you get out and get some of those iconic stripes before they're all sold out so that you can grab your piece of Canadiana? Or maybe you're going to go out to eat in a restaurant. And what I want to know is, I'm curious, how are tariffs going to have an effect on our dining experience? Stick around and you're going to find out. It's currently 9:43. You're listening live to Devel Morrison on 640 Toronto.